Apex Central listeners, you can find us every Monday through Friday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Yeah, I've been there. It's brutal. I've been there, bro. I couldn't lift my arm. I went through my legs. I've been there.
All right, welcome everyone to Pick Central on the Barstool Sportsbook YouTube channel. Brandon Walker out today working on a special secret project. I don't know what the hell that means, but I like the element of surprise.
It's fucking lunch. That's what he's doing.
I'm Barstool Mincy, or Bayou Ben, as I'm known as these days. Guest hosting for Brandon, and we've got a hell of a crew. On my left first. He's rocking the New York Knick blue. Huge game two in the Garden tonight. Big Ev, how are you?
Must win. This is my flu game right now. You're going to find out. Me and Marty, we got the second vaccine yesterday. We're struggling. My guy's in a coat. It's 80 degrees outside. The only reason I'm not in a coat is because I'm fat, so I'm just naturally sweaty. I'm sweating already. Knicks have a must win game tonight. I'm battling through. I'm trying to be here for my guys.
Must win.
Marty Mush, I'm all right. How are
you? I'm cold. I got a big day today in bags. I got so many stool stream things against Rico Bosco. I have to say something. So we got the vaccine yesterday, and I had bad dreams.
Uh-oh.
And Big Ev, I will never go into a convenience store with you ever. So me and you were in a convenience store. Getting some snacks. I swear to God, this is my dream. Me and you were having a great time going to get snacks for a road trip. Place starts to get robbed. I fucking tackle you down to get you down, and then we're just closing our eyes, and we got lit the fuck up and died.
So we just got,
you woke
we
up when so you died?
I woke up when I died.
We got murdered.
We got murdered.
In a convenience store.
You can't make that up. I don't like that.
I'd prefer not to die in your dreams.
No. I don't know why you were in my dream dying with me, but
I appreciate that you tackled me. You tried to save me.
I put you. Yeah, it was me. I was a hero, but then we both just got lit up.
Yeah, but you're addicted to the pain because you just went to the snack thing. Well, it's not a convenience store. You know, you're addicted to.
No, yeah, I don't think I'll ever go into like a 7-Eleven with you or anywhere.
Crazy.
Is that like subliminal or?
I have no idea. That probably just means that we're going to lose this month.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I went and did horrible yesterday.
Yeah, no, I'm still in first, but Mincy had a great day yesterday.
Rico Bosco joining us as well. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, first to worst, though. I'm struggling this month. I just can't put it together. It's like a 2-1, a 1-2 type of thing. I got a boosted parlay today. I'm hoping that saves me. But I think I'm too far back in the month.
It's a little late. More, you kind of are. Last month, you started out real bad. I mean, you were 7-20, and you came back and won it.
Yep. 15 units behind.
Yeah, you're not afraid to be.
I know. I said I'm out. I don't think I'm coming back.
I think that's fair to say.
We're having a pretty good battle this month, Marty. I had a huge night last night. I'm still about 4 units behind you, though. I feel like it'd be great if one of us could win our first one.
I know. We both need it. I think it's – wait, have all three of us haven't won one.
No,
right?
Never.
It's just – it was just Dan.
I mean, it was literally just Kareem. Which is Kareem. Yeah, they had Kareem won three in a row.
I won October.
Stuff
is what it is.
I'm starting to do. So I'm trying to do a daily parlay with the Sportsbook app. And I actually hit mine last night. I had the Lakers and the Nets at 3-1. Got a little momentum going. I want to do a deep dive on the NBA playoffs today.
That almost seemed too easy.
Yeah, well, I don't know. The Celtics are just outman right now without Jalen Brown. It just doesn't feel like – I know that they've stepped up in the playoffs a bunch of times under Stevens, but it just doesn't feel like they have it this year. I know they fought hard in that game one and then got outgassed late. And then the Lakers-Suns, I don't know if y'all stayed up and watched that game last night. First of all, I hate this for Phoenix that Chris Paul's got this hurt shoulder. They hadn't played in the playoff series in 11 damn years.
Yep.
And you get the 2 seed, and you get the Lakers, and you got this hurt shoulder. I thought the Lakers were kind of an obvious play last night, though.
Yeah, I also think the Suns are sneaky, like a historic good basketball team. I remember from the 93 finals, D'Antoni's teams were fun. You know what I mean? They're one of those teams where you're like, yeah, they haven't really won shit in our lifetime, but they're at least a respected team. It's like, oh, if you look at over the years, I bet you the Suns are at the top half of – now, obviously, they got the first pick a couple of years ago, but I think the Suns are a good team. It's you like to see those teams back in the playoffs. Yeah, and plus I'm kind of rooting against LeBron, so it does suck that Chris Paul's hurt.
Yeah, and just is Paul, I mean, is he the, you know, we kind of discussed the other day, best player to not win a championship. I mean, he's got to be one in that conversation.
Chris Paul?
I mean, like, at least he's playing now.
James Harden.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, Chris
Harden.
Paul's up there. I think Harden's moved around
number,
a lot.
Harden's number
weird.
One, right?
Yeah, it's funny that Paul and Harden were together, and Paul got hurt in that game. They missed that game seven.
Yeah, I would say Harden's number one active that hasn't won. Yeah, I mean, I'm taking Harden over Chris Paul every time.
Not even a question. I don't think so.
The longevity. Well, so that series is 1-1. Some other stuff from last night. The Mavericks got the Clippers again. We kind of were saying on here yesterday that, like, the Clippers were so hyped up a few years ago, and then they crapped out last year, the Nuggets in the playoffs, when Paul George kind of fell apart, and then the Chris Paul, Blake, Lob City teams kind of crapped out. But it seems like the Mavericks just match up well with them. And, you know, we were discussing Luka, if he's top 10 or whatever. He's freaking awesome.
Yeah, they're fun to watch. I like watching Luka. He went nuts after. Like, he's just a – and then you see him, like, talking to Dirk after, and he was talking to Patrick Mahomes and shit. He's just a cool guy.
They were really bad. The Knicks, we thought they were getting their lottery pick.
They were at the beginning of the
beginning
year.
Beginning of the year, one
bad,
of the worst
yeah.
teams. So give it credit to them. I think Brandon took him yesterday. He said he just believes in the Mavs. I took that over. I thought the game one over was bullshit. This one went over easy. I think they're just going to – you watch the game, I think it's just going to be a scoring foul. I'll just keep taking it. If they keep putting it in certain ranges, I'm just going to keep taking that overall series.
Do you think the Clippers are going to bounce? Like, what do you think is going to end up happening in this series?
I think I picked the Clippers to go to the finals last year, and then in my head I should have been like, hey, they're the Clip. Like, good things don't happen to the Clippers. As good as their roster is, good things just don't happen to the Clippers. I think they're doomed.
See, last year just mentally, Kawhi, like, legitimized them in a lot of people's minds. So they go, like, they got Kawhi, PG. Especially right. Kawhi. He's kind of was like the LeBron stopper in that one Spurs finals. But, I mean, you go down 0-2 at home, I think they're beat. Like, you just can't go down 0-2 at home and win. Like, it's – I would love to know how many times it's happened in history. You went down 0-2 at home in a series and came back and won it.
Less than 10%. I say even less than 5%. It's got to
like
be –
They're just getting outplayed. Like Kawhi played good last right. night. Kawhi played really good last night. They just got beat. Like, Luka Doncic, he's the best player on the floor.
He really is. I mean, he had those big shots last year in the playoffs. He's a likable guy, like Marty said. It's good. It's crazy. The NBA is.
You want to know why I think he's kind of.
Probably it's best ever when you look at star talent now. You know what I mean?
You want to know I think he's so relatable, too, other than even though he's foreign, like just being like a white guy? He's just not the most like athletic guy. Like in just sheer athleticism, right. But he's just like so. He's the most skilled guy in the NBA, like, period, in my opinion. He can just do literally everything.
Guess what, boys? It's going to be the Nets and the Lakers. I don't even know why we talk about
sadly,
it.
Sadly, I think.
Probably. I've said that all year long, and I still agree.
Because who would the Lakers have after the Suns? And I'm not paying. I think the Suns is one of the tough.
2-7, so it'd be the 3-6. So it'd be like if the Mavs won, it'd be the Mavericks.
And I think that the Lakers match.
Mavs are the 3-6, right? Yeah.
Can't believe so.
Clippers, yeah. So it'd be if the Mavericks won, it would be Lakers Mavericks. If
this
Lakers
is their like hard.
Or no? Is it? No, I thought the Blazers Nuggets 4-5.
Oh, maybe. I'm
I think
wrong.
It's Blazers Nuggets.
Oh, you might be right. You might be right.
Yeah, I think the Blazers Nuggets is 36.
Blazers Nuggets Lake. Oh,
that's even easier.
The Nuggets thing and all the no Jamal Murray. Just,
oh yeah, see that's even easier. Oh my god. And then you. Oh, this is easy for. This is their hardest series until the championship.
I think Utah can give them problems.
Utah, we'll get into that later. I mean, I think Mitchell's coming
back. If Utah can fucking get out of the first round the way it's going, you're right. Yeah,
I just think you come down to conference finals, sure. You're looking at Donovan Mitchell to be the guy for you.
Yeah, I got you. LeBron's going to get the calls. It's crazy. Like I said, he'd already be talked about as the greatest if he wasn't just such a fucking whack job.
Yeah.
And so self-aware. The other thing we talked about, I forgot, Brandon was hosting the other day, was Drake is insufferable, too. He's always got to be like.
No, you're the only one that thinks that.
Wait, where he's a Toronto fan. He's there courtside. They had him like clapping and shit during that game. I remember seeing the highlight.
Are you a Machine Gun Kelly fan?
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Because you're going on a private plane going to that. Because you can.
So what's the issue?
That's what Drake's doing. He can sit courtside and dap up LeBron.
I get your point, though. I mean, he was totally the we the North, though.
He also was on the payroll.
Who?
Drake. He was like a legit like Raptors ambassador.
Right.
Well, I think
he's from Toronto. Like he reps Toronto very
I'll
hard.
Give
That's
you,
like
a,
he's
I'll
on that
give
forever.
You, he is annoying. He does the. He was wears the Kentucky jerseys. He wears.
He goes
the
on the ESPYs. He's flirting with a girl who's like married or engaged. I think I forget about that shit.
You just don't like Drake.
No, I don't. I don't. It was exactly. To watch LeBron flop around. And then
Drake's also like the best artist. Like
he literally from Billboard just won Artist of the Decade.
Like, right. He's one of the best artists.
It's a weak decade. It's a weak decade.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, well,
it's not coming in to beat me up.
I'll say it the same way. I mean, Davis said this a million times. Even I think LeBron and Drake, they're similar. They go hand to hand a little bit. He said about LeBron many times ago. LeBron just came out and was like, "I love Dave Portnoy." He'd be like,
"Oh,
he'd be like, let me suck your dick." Like,
oh, yeah.
That's a quote from him.
But when you can, when you're Drake, you can do whatever the fuck you want.
Absolutely.
That's what I say. And yeah, some of the sports stuff is, I think it's funny, like because how stupid like he is, the curse kind of, or with the when he wore the Kentucky jersey, like
yeah,
I liked when he just wore the one with just every team on it. Like I think that shit's funny. Like,
he,
like he's self aware.
Like
he
troll,
leans
like into it.
Yeah, he's like trolling
yeah.
the people that are like trolling him for saying he's a curse.
Yeah.
That whole thing.
You just hate the coolest guy.
I don't like
of, like all time.
I don't like him, but you do. I think you're right. It's gonna be Lakers Nets.
It's not even
what
close.
Would the
about to say? Oh, see, y'all, so you're writing off the Sixers. I mean, I feel like if Embiid stays healthy, they
just
because
I hate this. I mean, I hate.
I just think it's just a Philly thing where it's like
we can't be rooting for that.
They're gonna get. They're gonna get to the conference championship against the Nets, and then.
And losing like five.
And losing five.
The Nets, I mean, do you think it's like
they'll win? They'll win the first game, and then they'll lose the next four.
Gentlemen, sweet.
Yeah, and then they'll put, you know, make a statue to the fucking guy who did the step over when they lost 4-1 in the finals.
I do. I think
Tyron, like, they forget that that Allen Iverson thing is like, it's like, bro, you lost 4-1.
AI is just an icon.
Yeah,
that shit drives me nuts.
I think
too,
Big Cat said it where it was like, when they were doing the whole trust the process thing, I was jealous. Like, having a whole thing, like, just trust it and just you know in a couple of years you'll do it. It's something to look forward to. Like, the Giants, like, we had no idea what was going to happen.
Nope.
We're just hoping for the best with drafts and everything. Like, that was like, hey, just trust it. That's
see,
all you have to say.
I wish Hinkie was still there to get to do it, you know?
Yeah.
See, football, there's too many variables. Like, basketball, all it takes is one guy.
Yep.
Change everything. The process is so great because it's no pressure. Zero
yes.
pressure. You're literally essentially losing on purpose.
You lose again, it's like, hey, trust the process.
But by the same token, the Sixers swung and missed on a couple. Michael Carter Williams, didn't they draft him?
Markelle Fultz.
But they
a big swing and miss.
They took the Markelle
no, but that
Carter
was also,
Williams, which from Syracuse,
that was
super, right?
Yeah, that was super early on, but
okay.
That also. But that was like late. Right? That was like late
no,
top 10.
They didn't take Okafor. Okafor went to the Bucks,
no, they did take
Jahlil
Okafor.
They did take Okafor.
Yeah. No, they've had Okafor was a big swing and miss.
Yeah,
Fultz is a big swing and miss.
Because everyone's like, why would you take him?
Because I remember I went to that draft. That was the Porzingis Knicks
draft. They drafted Okafor.
Yes, yeah. Three. And honestly, it's so easy to look back
at
now
how bad
and be
Okafor's
like, what
career was? Shit.
It's so easy to look back now and be like, what idiots? He was like a lock number.
Okafor
three pick.
was
an animal.
Dirty.
Like anyone that was there at three would have taken him. I know the Knicks damn sure would have if they got the three.
1,000%. He was dirty in college, and he was like, yeah, it was like a unanimous decision.
Plus, he won the title there. For
yeah,
Duke
yeah. And he was
year.
Awesome.
So he was unbelievable.
I went to the draft. My buddy got tickets, and I remember his whole family was going fucking nuts when he got drafted.
Is he still in the league?
They're all huge. I don't think so.
Damn. He was kind of hopping around. He's a Pelicans backup last year.
I don't
year.
Think is Fultz still collecting checks?
Yeah, he actually bounced back
good.
A little bit.
Is
yeah,
he playing all right?
He's on the Magic.
I wrote his ass off.
He actually played really well.
I think he got past the yips, whatever. Like he just had like right. yips.
I think he got
past
hurt
it.
At one point this year, but like he was playing really well mm-hmm. for the Magic.
Didn't they say like he couldn't shoot? Like they like,
he got
like,
the yips. He just got
yeah,
mental
he
like he
shoot.
Just couldn't like.
It was like the knob block. It was like the knob block second base.
Like how do you draft a guy like that though?
Well, it was after the fact.
Yeah. Well, it was
whatever.
He was a questionable number one anyway because he
the
wasn't
fact
like
that the Celtics traded back.
They finessed, yeah.
He didn't dummy the in college.
Well, that's
always in Washington.
Yeah, and they were trash.
Yeah.
They went like 9-12.
And, like he wasn't like the Ben Simmons of LSU, where like he you know how good he was, but he was like oh
his
like,
number.
All right.
Like, if I remember correctly, he was averaging like 25-5 type numbers in college.
Yeah, but
the
when
team
you
was
watch
awful.
Him,
yeah.
It's just like oh.
Well, he's not the dominant physical presence that's like a 6'10 point guard.
It wasn't
presence.
Like, yeah, like Cade Cunningham. I can only keep bringing him up, but like that's just like you know he's number one.
Ev, I just want to go ahead. Well, actually, before we get into that, let's talk about the great product of Body Armor Edge. Our favorite sports drink, Body Armor, just came out with a new sports drink plus caffeine called Edge. It's got 100 milligrams of caffeine and 1,000 milligrams of electrolytes to keep you going through the last buzzer or finish line. Plus, it's got antioxidants, B vitamins, and no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. It's more than a sports drink. It's Body Armor Edge. I'm a big fan of Body Armor Edge. Four different flavors, but Berry Blitz, Tropical Chaos, Power Punch, or Orange Frenzy. Still see people drinking them around the office all the time. Ev,
Rapoli's talk about a genius.
Talk about this Knicks thing. I mean, it's just the big thing today. Heartbreaker, obviously, in game one. It's been covered that Trae Young is probably the most hated person in New York.
He's not my mortal enemy for life.
I feel like he's I'm very interested to see the fans.
Yeah, so that's – you said bring a good topic. Not to cut you off, I apologize, but – I grew up in the heyday of Reggie Miller. Reggie Miller ruined my communion. I had tickets to game one, the 9 points in 6 seconds. Where is Trae Young with that now? Is Trae Young volume two now?
Depends on the series.
Yeah.
If they beat us and he just rips our soul out every night, then yeah, he is that guy.
Okay.
But right, I mean, it's one game. It's do or die tonight. You can't. I just said it with the Clippers. You cannot go down 0-2 at home and expect to win a series. You can't do it. Especially how good the Knicks went 25-11 at home in the regular season. They're a team. They play well at home. The only thing I'm hanging my head on is that Julius Randle had his worst game of the season and we lost by two.
And he just got his son to give him
the most improved award.
That's a good thing.
Good heartwarming. Like,
oh, they're going to announce it before the game, obviously, right? Like they'll wheel, don't they wheel out the trophy before the game?
They might.
I don't know if it's like.
It's a bit because it's like end of the year award. They only give out like 5-6 awards, and that's one of them.
When they announce, I always remember.
I'm sure he'll do the little hold the trophy up like this. That's a big factor too.
Like he's going to be playing fucking lights out. Because also, the Garden's going to be going nuts when they because Randle obviously they want him to win MVP. They wheel that out. Knicks are going to be geared up tonight. I also think it plays into the Lakers thing that we talked about the other day where they. The NBA kind of needs – I think the Knicks are going to get some favorable calls.
I hope so.
Tonight. Nothing crazy, but it doesn't hurt if the Knicks get swept. I mean, I'm sorry. It hurts if the Knicks get swept. I think they're going to come out jacked up. I love the Knicks minus two tonight.
I do too.
Do you? I kind of like the other side. I hate to be devil's
advocate. And that's not even being a fan thing. I just – they're a good team. It's 4-5. They're equal teams. You got to think it's going to an extended series. The Knicks have been great at home. Lost by two. Played like shit. Everything points to the Knicks here. I could die on that hill.
No, my thoughts are I worry about – I feel like Tibbs' teams are always better in the regular season, just looking through his career. I feel like they crap out in the playoffs some. And the other thing is
this
Vegas –
this might be his best coaching
job. No, I agree. I'm not saying that. But Vegas's power ratings on this make me lean Atlanta too. It was like pick them almost game one. It's only Knicks by two. I feel like Atlanta's going to be like a five-point favorite at home the way they've got it. I don't know why. Is that weird why Vegas thinks Atlanta is better? I just feel like that it seems
I will
like
say I was surprised. I was surprised at the series, like the series odds before. Well, it's kind of weird because I was seeing them kind of different, like different books. I was seeing them all over the place. Like I feel like I'd seen Knicks up to minus like 140, and then I'd seen Knicks plus one, like plus 115. It was kind of all over the place. I thought it was going to be kind of everywhere Knicks to like 130, 140. I was surprised to see them as dogs a lot of places. Barstool Sportsbook, they were dogs.
I don't know. Something about that just seemed weird with them having home court.
It just seemed odd.
I'm
definitely nervous for tonight. I'm definitely like, I'm not like, I feel good. Like, I'm always going to ride with my guys. I don't feel like super, like, I feel like we're going to get the win, but I don't feel like super, super confident like I should.
What did I do?
There's just another video out.
Oh, what?
Oh, no. Thank God I'm a writer or else I'd have to post this. But because I'm a writer, I won't. And it's just a whole
video. who from
Dave?
Yeah. It's a wild scene.
Yeah, there it is. There we are. I don't know if we're not allowed to like play it, right?
Probably not.
Who knows?
Oh no. Hulkamania.
Oh, no.
Hulkamania.
Yeah, Gaz and the who is it? So it's Gaz Kirk. Oh, no.
Oh, he's dropping the leg. The Hulkster dropping the leg.
Oh, I was ahead of it on the other thing.
Just watch it here. Who's this? Who's this?
Oh, no.
Who
is
it?
Who I think it is?
Who is it?
I think that's who I think it is.
Who is it?
What is going on?
So shot.
Oh,
it's the heel. It's the NWO heel turn.
God. Oh, no.
They're taking turns.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's the end. It's the Bash of the Beach.
Why is it Gaz?
The dude, Gaz.
Because Gaz is a fucking flip-flop, dude.
Gaz the a new big-time flip-flop.
Is that the new NWO?
Gaz a big-time flip-flop.
Oh, it's tough. It's
shout
tough.
Out to our editing team.
They're phenomenal.
The best in the business.
The meme team.
Got to give them credit.
Best in the game.
They'll all get blocked, but they're the best in the business. It is what it is. You got to respect, you know.
Any meaning behind that video?
Yeah.
Did you watch all last night, Mitzi?
They had to put me into a fucking hard spot. Kirk and Hank. I had to make a decision. I'm obviously going with Hank.
Last night, Kirk
saw
was
Kirk
going,
and Hank going at it.
No, so Kirk, obviously Rico aligned forces with Kirk, and Rico is also
y'all trivia, the team Minahan.
Very aligned with
y'all. Yeah, don't think I am anymore.
Not anymore, yeah. And very aligned with Hank, because Hank's the reason why he's here, pretty much. And he had the pick. And he obviously picked Hank, and now Kirk's not a guy where if you cross him, you're going to be – he's not going to take you back.
Right. He's like me, baseball, one strike.
So yeah.
All loyalty.
Yeah, all loyalty, which is why I should respect my decision, but whatever. We're on to the NBA playoffs.
You think Kirk is going to respect your decision? That's no. Kirk. That's just not who he is.
Yeah, I know. I guess.
That's why I stay out. He's a lot.
I did stay out of it for years. This is my first interactions with the guy. It'll be the death of me.
What'd you say before? You live to see
you die a rider, you live long enough to see yourself turn to a skill. So I died a rider. What do you want me to do?
I think you're still alive, right?
Well, relatively.
He's better. He's worth more money dead, right?
I am worth more money dead.
Yeah.
As long as you can still produce content. Right,
me and Big
Evan.
Yeah, I am. I'm worth more money dead.
Me and Big Evan dead at the computer.
Fucking. That shit hurts, man. I give you credit.
I do want to mention last night, too, the Dozen Trivia Tournament still airing. Big Screaming Hawkers, Coley, Robbie, and me moving on.
Cinderella story.
To the championship. The people are fired up. Tonight on the Dozen, who will we end up taking on? We got the Yak against the Misfits. The Yak, the heavy favorites with Big Cat, Shay, and Roan taking on this random Misfit outfit of Reegs, Dante the Don, and Hank.
Reegs is good.
No, Reegs is very good. Very good.
Is the championship tomorrow?
Championship airs tomorrow. We find out who we're playing
tonight.
Tomorrow, 7 Eastern. You know, a lot's been said about the Dozen and everything that it's been, but it's been phenomenal to be a part of. The Honkers
trivia
thing's
fans
been,
are
yeah, the
crazy.
The Honkers thing. It's been nuts for me because this team had been Coley and Robbie, and it was Carabas before. And, like, it randomly came up a couple months ago, like, hey, do you want to play trivia? And I said, sure. And I just got tossed on this team, and it was like we hit lightning because we're all well-rounded. But it's been fun, and we're getting a lot of support. But looking forward to the championship. Should be a hell of a match tonight, though.
Oh, absolutely.
With the Yak and the Misfits. I want to kind of come back to NBA playoff stuff a little bit. We talked about the Knicks are a must-win. Do y'all think the Wizards have any shot at all in Philly in the series? I mean, dude, the Wizards have momentum. They fought them in game one.
Yeah.
Just can't stop Embiid.
I think they get a game. I think they'll go get a game, but I don't think they have any chance to actually win four.
I don't think they'll win the series. But playing that track meet style, I think the Wizards can go just shoot lights out and steal one. And yeah. Philly will be like, all right, that's their one. I actually think if the Wizards are going to win a game, I almost think they're going to win by 10-plus, if that makes sense.
No, yeah.
Game three at home.
Be like, all right, give them the fluke game or relatively fluke game. And
it'll be a triple-double by Westbrook. He'll go absolutely
goes
off
berserk.
40 points.
Honestly, Beal goes for 40.
If
someone's going to get hot like
that. That's
will
a game.
Russ give up the ball enough is the question.
Yeah.
Now, I could see it in game three. Kind of, you know, you see that a lot when the home team wins the first two, and then game three is the all hands on deck, and you see a team step up. I don't know. The Wizards are good, though. They've been a fun story. I mean, they were terrible for most of the season. They were like 17-28. They closed super hot. You know, it kind of seemed like Westbrook at first. I didn't really know how it was a fit, and then he's been great down the stretch with all the triple-doubles. I mean,
he gets a lot of shit, but, like, the Wizards were so
horrible.
Bad. And
look what John Wall did in Houston. I mean –
I've always said it. See, before, like I said it last year, before the Knicks became the Knicks of this season, he's the perfect guy for a team like that.
Yeah,
he will ruin your championship team, and you'll never win a title with him. But a team that's awful, he'll make you like an 8 seed.
It's almost like a guy where you don't want him on your team, but you love to watch him.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want, like, you wouldn't want him on the, I thought then that's a such a Knicks
such
thing
a Nick
to
move.
That's what him. I said before the year. I was like, I would love him to go there, and then we just are a seven seed for like the next like 5 years.
Yeah, just so you always have hope.
He would have been fun in New
York. He's just someone fun to watch. Like, the Knicks just haven't had a star in
so
long.
And the garden point guard thing's always thing.
He would have, but you still have to, like, invest a little bit in him and trading assets for him or whatever they were going to do. You don't want to get a guy on the decline.
No,
I do still think, as phenomenal as he is, he's on the decline of his career.
Absolutely.
Whereas you were buying low on Randall, which is the thing the Knicks never do, but it's obviously worked out well.
My thing with, I mean, it's just with Westbrook, it's just the turnovers and just, you can't have a guy that shoots the volume he does that shoots, like, that bad from the field. Like, this guy's taking, like, hundreds of threes and shooting, like, 25% from three. Like, your team's never going to win long-term playing like that, ever, ever.
Just the amount of dribbles he has, too. You almost feel like the, you know, I know that, whatever. It's an ISO type of game, but just sometimes it's, like, a possession where he might not, no one else might touch the ball.
Like, on his team right now, like, Bradley Beal should take the last shot 10 times out of 10. Westbrook is a good basketball player. He's a horrendous shooter, especially from three. His mid-range is, like, all right. His three-point shooting is atrociously bad.
Yeah, just go to Beal.
I just couldn't stand all those years with him on the Thunder and, like, him just taking that shot while Durant's just sitting there on the wing with his dick in his hand.
Yep.
It would just drive me insane to watch.
I want to get to also the Grizzlies-Jazz because I really think the Grizzlies got a shot in the series. I think you've got – and I was wrong. I'll admit when I'm wrong always – I went against them in the Golden State game where Morant beat them. They came in hungry. It's a dangerous thing when you've got a young team that's playing with nothing to lose on house money. And Morant, it feels like he's making the leap. You know, Brooks had that huge game, one with 31. I don't know. There's just something about their mojo right now. I feel like it's clicking, and they literally are free rolling. Nobody expects them to win. And, Ev, you said this all year. I feel like the Jazz are more of a regular season team than a playoff team. Donovan Mitchell sat out game one. He was ready to play. But is he at a point? We're going to find out tonight because he's going tonight, I think. Can he just snap his fingers after missing the last 17 games and just have no problem? Actually, everybody's writing off Memphis tonight, but I'm not.
No, this is it's such a crazy spread. That's why I'm on the Jazz, like, mm-hmm. 9 after they just lost. It's just like it's either they blow out – they either blow them out tonight or they lose. It's not going to be close, I don't think. And – I think it makes sense with it. This is where you're going to tell who's going to win this series if Mitchell, how he comes back. Because he was pissy and played game one. He was very mad. Because that was them. I think that was them taking
was
the Grizzlies lightly.
Yeah.
Like, hey, we could probably steal one without him playing game one. And then they lost. So now it's like kind of like, all right, it's go time now. So it's going to be interesting tonight.
I feel like, you know, you so rarely see an 8-1. I remember Golden State did it to Dallas way back in like 06. This feels like a spot. The Utah just feels like such a weak one to me, guys, even with Mitchell. I mean, I know. They feel like a strong regular season team.
No, they're just not a team I can trust. Like, I just don't trust them at all. Donovan Mitchell, Rudy Gobert, like, they're just not a – like, Clarkson, Sixth Man of the Year. Like, they've had guys like that have had great years, kind of similar to the Knicks, that they've had these guys, like, really step up. And, like, they've – I think that's why I think the Knicks overachieved. The Jazz have, to me, have significantly overachieved what their roster is. They're not – a one seed roster, especially in the West at all.
Right.
People forget Rudy Gobert just stopped sports.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, tapping the mics.
And there was a documentary
He laughed in COVID's face, and then COVID slapped him in the mouth.
And shut down the entire world.
You'll learn. If Memphis does win and John Morant goes off and makes a little bit of a run here, where are you at with John Morant?
Oh, I've given
he gave up.
Given
yeah,
up.
You
waved the white flag?
Good
you,
for you. No, it's
I
smart.
Didn't think you would do that.
No, you have to. I mean, I
didn't
honestly
think you would
at
do
first
that.
Was doing it because I love Zion so much of Duke. And then I actually, I'll be honest, I didn't think, like, Murray State, I was like, it's a little.
Well,
behind.
You never respect the mid-majors.
I don't, that's just my thing. I don't.
He's unbelievable
I think you're dog shit from mid-majors, which is not a way to look at things. But he is an unbelievable, he's one of the best young stars. There's probably.
It's a guy from
it's
the
mid-majors. It's him and Zion.
It was weird because him and Zion were like boys.
Yeah.
Like they played AAU together.
John Morant like rode bench on that AAU team.
It was crazy how big it got, though, that you were getting mentioned on the fucking NBA TV broadcast.
I know. I mean, John Morant answered me, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you.
It was before I was here.
Pretty sure. Yeah.
So wait, what happened?
Last year, I think it was last year.
When did you get hired?
It was basically
right before football season?
I got hired
at the end of football
Halloween.
Season.
Halloween.
Okay. So this was June, I want to say? Right when the bubble came back? And I'm like, I think it actually wasn't even broadcast on TV. It was like you had to like.
No, it was on the Grizzlies.
It was on the Grizzlies TV. Local channel, and they were like, "Yeah, this tweet by Marty Moore saying you're trash, and it's John Morant replying. It was definitely.
How was his reply?
He has said like appreciate you or something like.
Like he took the high road, it got big. It was a big thing every day with Pick
Nurkic,
Central, pretty much.
Nurkic was yelling at me too. Like he was like talking mad shit to me too. I fucking hate Nurkic. That's one guy who's a fat slob and should be out of the league. That someone clipped that and say Nurkic, you're a loser. He should have seen this. His tits hit him in the face when he jumped yesterday. He can't win a tip. I hate Nurkic.
Oh yeah. Well, hey, I see you're into the tip thing, and all I can think about is Uncut Gems.
Yep,
I know.
That's all I can think about when I see the tips, man. I started laughing. Go for it.
Everyone, listen tonight. So I've done it four nights in a row. It's 1-1 every night. Every single night, it's been 1-1. And tonight has to be the night. It's Gobert, who's tall, athletic. Everyone knows how much he can jump. And Embiid. That has to win.
Is it plus odds?
I wouldn't say Rudy Gobert is known for his jumping.
Not jumping, but like rebounds.
He's tall.
Defense. Yeah, he's tall.
What is he getting plus odds? What do we get?
Plus 250. Of course.
I'm in.
Yes.
Add it to my card. I need to move up anyway.
No, it's incredibly due.
I'm in.
It's
incredibly due. It makes sense. I'm in. He's right. Yes. 1-1. Like you haven't been dead wrong.
It never been 0-2. It has to.
No, that was how I felt on the last Friday when I hit the plus like 875. I missed like five in a row. I was like, this one's gonna hit. I was like, I'm so due for one to hit.
And it's
Marty's
like
due.
A fun bet too. Like it's over in a second. It's right away.
See, that's what I was going to ask. Is it like a run? Like
it's
I've never done.
I mean, you're just watching the open. You're waiting for the. Tip.
Well, we've done.
Looks like
KG,
me.
KG gets his tip.
We've done first baskets on streams are electric.
It's like the first.
The
I know the first
awesome,
inning bets
bro.
In Major League Baseball are huge things.
Yeah, the
big. You know what?
BSC's
you know what I
great.
Need from everybody today. I need everyone to get behind the bet.
I'm in. I just told you I'm in. I'm in.
You can just let's all get behind it, but it's due today. We'll tweet about it.
Give it to me. 250, I'll take it.
All right. I like this. This is what we all need.
We need to get on the
this
same
summer
page.
Is about the gamblers coming together and just being positive, you know?
Speaking of being positive, we got a product here that'll definitely make you feel positive. That's A88 CBD. We're putting our bets on A88 CBD. With U.S.-grown hemp extracts and high-quality formulas, their products are winners. And when the stakes are high and life gets hectic, there's nothing better than reaching for an A88 CBD product. That's a little bit of a tongue twister. It's a game changer. They carry a variety of CBD products to choose from, and all of them contain exceptional ingredients and even come in convenient packaging. Try some deliciously different fruit chews and vegan gummies. Perfect for taking with you on the go, or try one of the premium topicals like CBD Deep Relief Cream. Even better, A88 CBD offers free shipping on all products and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. So head over to A88CBD.com to find an exceptional CBD experience for you. Use the code PICKS at checkout and receive 25% off of your entire purchase. Didn't totally crush that one. Did okay. Did okay.
That was good, Mincy.
Too hard on yourself.
No, the A88 is weird. It was tough on the Southern draw. A little tough. I know we're following the pro baseball really, really close, too. We mentioned this yesterday. This AL East is fun.
Oh, yeah, tough loss yesterday. I'm glad to hear that Kluber's. They're saying he's probably already just felt a little, arm felt a little heavy.
That loss was
nothing
coming.
too crazy.
Yeah,
I was on Toronto yesterday. We were doing
go against the guys that have the no hitters the next game. They're overvalued.
I did that for a while, and then I got burnt, and I was
the
like.
The stat actually is that they it's a crazy winning percentage.
They actually do better.
Oh,
Marty looked into it.
I feel like everybody would just take them.
Yeah, that was my original thing. But,
but yeah, the AL East is actually like, it's the best division right now.
Yeah, the Orioles were competing early. They're falling off really, really
hard. The thing
hard.
Is, like, they could still take games from people. Like the Rays are obviously, what'd they win, 11 in a row?
Yeah.
They
went to a World Series. They're no slouch now.
Yeah. I mean, the NL
Division,
East,
I give you, NL East is all you got to do is tread water. And the Mets now, Conforto and McNeil
first,
even
right?
worse. Yeah.
Being 22-20, it's crazy.
It's a really bad division. We, you know, Smitty was pumping the Braves. Nationals, I think the bottom has dropped out on the Nationals. I don't really see them coming back. Phillies, they are what they are. Marlins are spunky, but it's the Mets division to lose. I just think that they're just so beat up now. I don't know how. Syndergaard, I guess, got hurt or tweaked something in his rehab start. We don't know what's going on with Carrasco. They got to make a move. I think
what's
have to make
happening
a move.
With Carrasco?
I don't know. He's supposed to come back around the All-Star break.
That's what we're waiting
and
for. And
the lineup
too.
That they're trotting out there right now looks like the Brooklyn Cyclones. It's
yeah.
so bad.
Yeah.
The Yankees so is going to be exciting if Severino when he comes back.
For
it's
sure.
It's going to take him some time, obviously. But having him in that rotation is going to be huge.
I'll say this as a Mets fan. I told Hubs this the other day. As much as I hate the Yankees, you guys need to be in the playoffs every year because there are people who love watch it and hate watch it.
Oh, yeah.
And I hate watch it. I have more Yankee games that I remember than Mets playoff games in my lifetime.
The Yankees are the most polarizing team in baseball.
Without a doubt. Yeah, easily. You need that shit. Without a doubt.
The Yankees are like Duke, too. Where a lot of 100%. People hate. It's either you love them or you hate them no matter what
Cowboys,
fan you are.
Yeah, I mean, there's just – they have – like that's – even as a Giant fan, it is good for the NFL when the Cowboys are –
yeah.
One way or the other. I want to see them win.
I can't stand them.
No, I think the baseball needs the Yankees to be. I feel like I remember back when I used to just be diehard watching it. It was like cheering against them in the postseason as they won. It was like a.
Yeah, it's absolutely good. You need that.
You got to have a
villain. And you also need those gobble ghouls in the stands.
For the internet.
Going, like,
companies.
Wait, 27 rings. We're motherfucking better than you. You losers. And that's us. And that's what I love about it.
Do you think that – did some of that fade with, like, moving from the old Yankee Stadium to do it at all?
A little
that,
bit.
I don't think it faded. Like, the gabagoolness, I don't think the –
No,
the
they'll
Goombots,
still find the way in.
Or, yeah. See, we – I think me and Marty kind of even out the Goombotses of the office.
Our two Yankee guys are not the Goombots.
They're not the Goombots. Me and Marty got a little Goombots at us.
Yeah.
I will say, knowledgeable, and you guys both are, and Hubs is too, knowledgeable Yankee fans are some of the most respected baseball people on there. We used to listen to the fan growing up, like Yankee callers. If you're level-headed, they make good points. They can talk about their team. They know a shit ton of baseball outside of the Yankees as well. It's just a... The fucking stereotype is the guy, the fucking
like
guy
that was,
with the jersey on the name in the back. They don't watch anything till the playoffs.
See, I go back and forth with it because, like, I will, as a defense mechanism, if I feel trapped in a corner,
27.
I will pull the gun out and I will shoot it.
Right. If I'm wrong here.
But I also will be like, we haven't won a World Series in 2009. Yeah, okay. Like,
let me tell you if I'm wrong here. With the Yankees working here, yeah, I want to be. Like, you kind of have to be, like, what you're talking about. You have to realize, we haven't won in a while. But it's also, like, fuck that. We're the Yankees. And I want to be that Goombot, pretty much.
Still, no one's – most championships in the history of sports. Best franchise in the history of sports.
Without
bar
a doubt.
None.
But
unarguable.
In the lifetime of Barstool, they have
– Bad.
One.
Yeah, no, bad.
While the Red Sox went – so it's bizarre that – The Yankees never. You guys have never really had the golden age.
No, that
like,
was kind of the. That was. I mean, that was the Frankie Liz like mansplaining incident.
Yeah.
Like he was being like he was like we haven't won in a decade. Do you get that? Like that was the.
Yeah.
That was at least even though Goomba, that's a rational like that's I still feel
right,
that way. Like I'm like we, even though we've been to ALCS a million times in that time, we just haven't gotten over the hump, in a while, in over a decade.
Long time.
I don't know. That just seems wild to me. I feel like they have to at some point, especially with Garrett Cole.
We just haven't had the pitching. Yeah. Like we went out and got – we have the pitcher, but you need two, three. You need three. Realistically, you need three, like, good starting pitchers, especially now.
You need the pitcher, which we have. You need the second one that is, like a, I honestly, the Mets, like, with Syndergaard when he's healthy and DeGrom, like, that's a – I mean, Strasburg and Scherzer, like that's like that 1-2, and your third just has to be competent. This has to be five innings.
Playoffs is almost more than that. You need like two like studs, and then one guy who's like really good. Like you need
like
a
the Dodgers
you need
have
a, yeah, like you need
right
like
now.
A three who would be like a two on most teams.
Yeah.
I think is it crazy to say you also need a third? I agree with whatever you're saying. We also need a third who's kind of been around the block. Like, Al Light.
No,
I'm
like,
CC
at the end of his career was that guy for us.
You need a guy who's
CC was that guy.
Been like, oh, a playoff game where one thing goes wrong, I'm going to start kicking the mound. Like, no, they've been through it, got a couple of bruises, battle scars, and they can get through
I remember, like, ALDS, I guess, would have been 2017. We got down 2-0 to the Indians. We come back, win three, and win game five in Cleveland. CC on the mound, like, lights out, like, we don't have that guy anymore.
That's why I kind
of
like
CC was
Stroman.
Our rock at the end of the order.
Stroman has a couple of battle scars on him. He's pitching some big games. It's not like foreign concept to the guy. He's been around
those
a little
Blue Jays, bit. Those Blue Jays.
Blue Jays teams he played well.
They had a couple. He's thrown in a couple playoff games, but
those Blue Jay ones were big.
Like I don't see him as like this. I'm not. I know you're not comparing him to like CeCe, but I'm saying
without a doubt
he's not like just, the. I want to go as far to say he's like a savvy vet. He's thrown in some big games.
Carrasco's kind of been around that too. That's why I think if the Mets can just tread water and win a bad division, there's still something. And guys get healthy, obviously, in the shit lineup that we have. The Mets are not to be written off.
I keep saying like just wait for Lindor, but it's like we're waiting a long time.
Yeah.
I think it'll happen eventually.
I do too.
It might even be like a year or two thing, to be honest. It's even early to say that. But
sometimes like adjusting to the different league and new pitchers, is that can be a problem?
I think there's just so much pressure off.
Yeah, it's just a lot. He played in one place his whole career.
When you get
it's a
paid
big change, a lot of pressure.
That much money, you're like, you kind of put that on yourself. It's like, I need to perform
now.
Right now.
Like right
because
now.
They paid $300 million for me. I need to get going. And the New York media is not Cleveland.
Oh, they're not giving you a rest. I mean, you go 0-3 that first game. They're like, what the fuck? What's going on?
Yeah. When do we get a refund?
You can go 0-8 in Cleveland and hit two home runs the next game. It's like, that guy's the best player in the world. No one knows what the fuck's going on in Cleveland.
Yeah, it's crazy how strong the media
influence
is up here. I want to mention, got a huge race in at NASCAR this weekend. One of the crown jewels of the NASCAR schedule. The Coca-Cola 600 at Charlotte Motor Speedway. The Zero Blog 30 crew got to experience it a few years back, and they still talk about how great it was. Not only is it a major race on the NASCAR schedule, but it's a very patriotic event. It's Memorial Day weekend, after all, that the industry rallies behind with a race that always delivers great action. And the Barstool Sportsbook is offering exclusive bets for you to get in on all the fun and win big. We'll have some picks out for this later this week. Charlotte's where the NASCAR Hall of Fame is, too. I've actually checked it out.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They love that NASCAR in North Carolina. I guess this may be one of the biggest racing weekends of the year with this in Indy 500.
I think so. I was like, Quigs, my roommate, he's from Charlotte, a huge NASCAR
lives
guy.
Lives on it.
Huge NASCAR guy.
And then
Charlotte born and raised.
And obviously, Rico heading to Indy, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be fun. I want to go ahead and get to our picks here. Ev, you were on one, man. I mean, I know last night having a bad one, you're still way up the last few days. You went freaking nuts for a couple days.
Yeah, I mean, a plus 875 will do it with a 6-0. What was I, the other 5-2 plus 5 units today? Where's my card?
I can go ahead if you want because
I
had a huge night.
So I got the obviously I'm on the Knicks -2, backs against the wall, do or die.
Do it.
I'm riding with my guys.
Garden's
going to
be fucking nuts tonight.
It's going to be, oh my. They were chanting fuck Trae Young a minute into the game before he even talked shit. Yep. I can't even imagine what they're going to be like now. I'm on the Grizzlies +9. I just don't trust the Jazz. I think 9's a lot of points. If they get blown out, they get blown out. I'm on the Mets money line with Stroman on the mound. The Rockies have been just been bad as of late. I'm on the Giants too. I'll keep riding them. They've been so good to me all year. And I'm going back to the Cardinals. I mean, they're huge, huge, huge dogs. I just think they're a good team. To be this much of dogs, I'll take a shot. I'm at +175.
All right. I guess I could go ahead next. I had a huge night last night, and I hit the parlay. I've got another one for today. I'm going to be posting a bet with Mitzi parlay on the Barstool Sportsbook. NBA, I feel like I'm a villain in here going against the Knicks, just being in New York. But I'm concerned. I'm taking the Hawks +2. I'm with Ev on the Grizzlies. I've got a +9.5. I just think they're a dangerous team right now, like I said, man. When you get young, you get momentum. They're playing fearless. Ja Morant's making the leap. But I don't know that Donovan Mitchell can just come back and snap his fingers and go for 30 tonight. So I got the Grizzlies +9.5. I'm taking a shot on the money line, +350 as well. I'm going with the Twins -1.5 just against Baltimore, who's falling apart. I've got over 8.5 in St. Louis, Chicago White Sox, over 9.5 in Toronto, New York Yankees, and I'm betting on Tyler Glass now, laying the 1.5 in Tampa. And I'm trying to run Marty Mush down here at the end of the month. We'll see if I can do it.
The Grizzlies win, you might with that one. +2. I do like, though, I think that's a game you do have to, like I said, I think you have to take the money line. And I don't.
It's
I
so big, 3.5 units.
Win or get blown out. It's either one. Want me to go?
Sure, you are. Go.
All right.
Marty can go.
What?
You can go.
All right, so mine today are Knicks -2. I got Utah -9.5. Yankees -1.5. I think they bounce back today. They have to bounce back today. Nationals money line, and I'm going Juice Bagger Mets money line. I think the Mets have to win as well.
Okay.
148 is not too bad, Juice Bagger.
I think it's
not too bad.
I think it's once you hit that 150, it's really close.
We should bring back the Juice Bagger parlay.
We should have. We're actually so dumb. all of us, why don't we have a Pick Central parlay?
I know. I've been saying that for weeks. We got to get that going.
We can start that.
Yeah. When the fuck did he say that?
I've said if we all put our minds together.
He's talking about everyone bringing in one pick.
Yeah, you don't listen. Knicks. I'm on the Knicks -2. I'm on the Cubs Pirates over. I'm on the Padres money line. And it's going to be released very shortly as an homage to my friend Ev. He used to do the Knicks and Yankees chop cheese or whatever he did. I'm going Bridges and Tunnels. Mets, Yankees, Knicks, Islanders, money line. Straight up, it's +831. I think Jack's working on the boost. The Bridge and Tunnel parlay is a big one.
That's funny you say. Actually,
I don't hate it. Borelli's streaming. He's at the game. The Yankees, Stroman on the mound. The Knicks just need to get it done. You're going to sweat it somewhere, but.
No, I'll get it on that.
Bridges and Tunnels parlay.
Because I forgot to say, the chopped cheese will be live
today.
What's
the origin of the chopped cheese?
It's just the classic New York.
I've never had one. It's a deli sandwich.
It's just like only New Yorkers eat it. I just use it as a name as a joke.
2 a.m.
It's just like, I feel like no one else has chopped cheeses besides in New York.
Are y'all follow? Marty, go ahead. Did you already go? I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're good.
My bad. Anybody been following this NHL? Did y'all see that Islanders Penguins the other night, the double OT?
Yeah, it was awesome. Playoff hockey, I say it all the time. Playoff hockey, I don't think, translates to TV. I know Elio's got the new no hedge hats, the red.
The Hurricanes, Carolina. Bro. I have them as a future because of him.
Fuck.
I have them as
a
future.
You know, Eddie said it too.
What are they up? They're up 3-2, right? Right now?
Yep.
Chief said it too. He's like, take a look at Carolina.
The Hurricanes, just when you hear Hurricanes, you're like, there's no way they're going to win the Stanley Cup.
They're from Carolina.
I feel like it's more when you just hear Carolina.
Yeah.
Like when I just hear the Florida Panthers, I'm like, how could they be good? Right. How do you play hockey in Florida? But they're good.
Well, Tampa Bay Lightning have proven.
There you go.
Doesn't nobody go to the Panthers games?
I know they were
selling or something. I don't know. I'm lost.
Because where do they play?
Aren't they down by
you have Tampa already. Tampa.
I think the Panthers are down by like Fort Lauderdale, Miami.
Oh, so they're south.
So they're even.
Yeah. No one's watching fucking hockey.
I can't imagine fucking wanting.
Could you imagine going to an icebox over hanging out on the fucking beach?
Right. Yeah.
Maybe you're going there to get cold to stay.
But
cold.
It, like, what's his name's on that team? He loves it down there. Yandel.
Oh,
he's a Massachusetts guy.
Yeah, I know some people in his house.
Well, I'm sure he loves. Yeah, I'm sure he loves living in Miami.
He has a sick. I think it's Fort Lauderdale.
Even better, like 30 minutes away, probably cheaper.
Yeah, I think that's where it is. But I can be completely
South
wrong.
Florida.
Y'all, any of y'all kicked it down there? Any Fort Lauderdale, Miami?
Spring break, baby.
I didn't.
I had a wild spring break in Fort Lauderdale. I love that fucking place. Shout out America's Backyard. That's a playground for 21-year-olds.
Right.
Unbelievable.
I never got to go on spring break.
I didn't either.
Play baseball, probably. That's it, right?
Baseball is, that's where your trip was baseball. It's fucking terrible.
I went to a small school, and I tried to pitch it junior year, like, hey, we have to book it now, and no one listened, so we didn't go.
Yeah, boys, we went on, like, a 24-hour whim.
Yeah.
We had something planned. It, like, fell through last minute, and we were like, yo, let's just jump in a car and just drive from Ohio to Fort Lauderdale.
Drove overnight with four of us. I didn't, like, visit enough. Like other colleges, I'm doing it now pretty much in Barstool, but like I didn't like visit enough of other colleges.
You should do it on you should do it on Friday nights, like the road show, because Friday nights, correct me if I'm wrong, you went to a bigger, but Friday nights were kind of dead. Thursday was big, Saturday was big, Friday was like a
Thursday was probably the most, like, I thought the most fun days.
Thursday
sometimes.
Was the best.
Thursday nights.
Thursdays were awesome, but Fridays would be great too.
I'm looking forward to a Thursday more than anything.
This is what it was. Mine was Monday was bowling, dollar beers. Tuesday was beer pong. Wednesday was the day off. Wednesday was the one day off. Thursday was the bar.
Right.
Friday, house party. Saturday, bar. Sunday, fun day.
Okay.
That's like, I don't know how we all didn't die.
Mine was similar as too, yeah. Like Mondays was schooner night at Chumley's. It'd be like 32 ounce for $2. Oh, fucking
great specials.
They used to call me Marty 200 at the bowling things. I was sick of bowling.
Marty 200.
Tuesday night was Dollar Wells at Midway. Wednesday was usually like the day off or karaoke. Karaoke at 4th Street. Thursday's just Rager Day. Friday. Friday's kind of the same. Saturday was usually like either game day if it's in season, which is an all-day marathon, and then Sunday fun day.
College just
about. Yeah, I don't know how at one point I was drinking like 5 nights a week. It's scary to think about.
It was weird.
6, just one day off.
Like my whole college experience, well, it's so long that it was like 3 different experiences. But when I went back at 31, we threw down like we were 20. Like, I mean, we threw, like, I had a house, like, two blocks from the square in Oxford, and we threw down, like I always say, it was like Van Wilder, but I just didn't quite pick up as many women. You know, it was like, but it was real out of hand. I guess that's why I got it out of my.
Somebody said that once. They're like, college really is just, like, when you come out of college, you have no real job experience, right? Like,
no. So
they're judging you on the class. But basically, when you interview at these places, they're basically just looking like, all right, well, the guy committed to something for 4 years.
Can he dress?
Like
he can dress himself and get here?
Right. And he can get. So it's like, all right, he commit. Like, you worry about if you hire somebody, they're just going to end up quitting in 5 months. And you got to hire somebody new. Like,
your whole resume is just a glorified lie. It's like, yeah, you were like a student ambassador, you call yourself, but you just gave like a tour.
We gave a tour.
Hungover.
Well, if you really think, like, college is like a sham.
Of course 100%.
It is. It's so expensive. All the kids want to go because you know it's a four-year vacation.
Yeah, it's a party.
You know, four-year party.
I tweeted this.
And then they tell you you need it. Like, the society says you need it bad.
They won't let you sign up for a credit card, but you can take basically a credit card for like 90 grand.
Just loans.
Without a doubt.
Yep.
There's nobody asking like, hey, you sure? There's no financial advisor, like third party, like calling. You know how like if you register for a credit card, you get four other credit card companies calling you.
Uh-huh.
If you register for college, why hasn't that information been sold to a third party to call and be like, hey, can I explain to you what you're exactly getting entailed to? You know what I mean? Like, sign up with me. I'll be your financial advisor and like whatever. I'm just saying it's
wild. Oh, they're like, if you want to come to this $40,000 college a year with no money, here, sign here.
And then you see all
and
these,
then you'll pay us $300,000 over the next 20 years.
No, for the rest of your life, you're going to be in debt.
And then you see all these tweets going around where it's like, yeah, I've paid, my balance was $36,000. I've paid $22,000. My new balance is
$24,000.
It's because of the interest.
It's a
wild
scam.
Scene.
Dude, it's a fucking scam.
No, and they don't
like loan sharking, but legal.
They don't teach you interest in college either.
Hell no.
They don't tell you shit. I think I tweeted it too, is like, isn't it crazy where they like, it's so disrespectful if you think about it, like, colleges that deny you are just like, I don't want your $150,000. You're too dumb. Like, that's pretty much what
actually kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, I don't even want you to. I don't want your $150,000.
Well, that's why they're not selling your name to a million people, because they know, like, you're just gonna come and just give them. Like, there's enough kids coming, just trying to just begging to hand over their money.
The stupidest thing is where kids go to college because they want to have that 4 years. Like, it's the best time ever, and then they join the union. It's like, you could have been in the union.
Oh, I know so many
my
people.
All my boys did it. So that's
I know
I'm
so many people that went to college and then just like, went to college for 4 years, then went to like a trade school like after.
Could have been making like $100,000
by now. You could have did that when you were 18.
Yeah. And then it's such a scam too, because all of them are being built. Tell me a college campus that you've driven on that isn't being built on right now.
Oh, bro, Ohio
They're
State.
They're all being built on.
I was there.
$250 paper fees, processing fees. You know,
I went to school in the murder capital of New York.
Yeah, he did. Newburgh is the, like, per capita is like the number one in like the country.
Yeah, Newburgh's bad, huh?
So it's, you go left, it's $10 million homes. You go right, it's
don't you have a bigger school up there too? They're blue and orange. It's a SUNY.
Yeah.
Oh, Newpaltz?
Newpaltz,
yeah.
Is Newpaltz in Newburgh?
No, it's different.
Oh, it's close?
It's sort of close.
Poughkeepsie.
Yeah, that's a big, like Newburgh.
Oh,
I think
Marist
was like,
is in Poughkeepsie, right?
Marist is Poughkeepsie. No, Newpaltz is Newpaltz.
Okay,
like, Newpaltz is like all a city. Right,
Yeah.
Like, in high school, I played them at football.
I literally was watching Sons of Anarchy, and there was a shooting scene, and I was like, "Holy shit, this sounds real!" And there was just a drive-by next door.
What?
Oh, Newburgh. I grew up like 15 minutes from Newburgh. For context, it's hood as fuck.
Yeah.
There's no two ways about it.
No.
I can't say I saw that in the main streets of Oxford, Mississippi.
No, you definitely did not.
So how's the bar scene there?
The thing with Mount St. Mary's, what it was is like they actually rented out bars and only let Mount St. Mary people into the bar. So we had our own. Yeah, so it's like you pay $5 to get in, and so they're making money on, like, everyone knows that that's the bar tonight. It's not like bar hopping. It's such a small school.
Yeah, that's how
So everyone was going to fucking Pineapple Larry's on Wednesdays.
Got it.
Yeah, Pineapple Larry's was unbelievable.
It's a great name.
One other thing on college that I think is weird, it's like you make a big deal of what you major in, and it means absolutely nothing when you get out. You, like, think
I was public relations with a history minor.
Also, your grades mean nothing, too. Literally, unless you're going to be like a doctor, lawyer, like an accountant, your grades mean literally nothing. No one's going to ask for your grades ever again.
Oh, and the other biggest scam, too, I say it all the time. So, not to discredit Mount St. Mary's, but if you transfer from Harvard after your first year, to try to go to Mount St. Mary's. Mount St. Mary's would not accept the Harvard intro credits.
What?
Oh, they're both accept most of them. Yeah, I mean, it's a money grab. Yeah. So why would I let somebody come in with 15, 30 credits after a year, 30 credits, when I could get them for those 30, like, or I say, all right, you could have 10, and I get them for 20 more. It's the way I look at it is it's currency. If you came in today and you owed me $100 from your apartment in Jersey, and I looked at it and said, oh, this is a $100 Jersey bill. I can't. It's not going to work in New York. You're both accredited universities. It should be currency. And you they know, just won't. Now, obviously, majors change.
Usually, it's only like very, very generic class, like history,
right?
And like, I transferred from Coastal to Ohio State, and that was pretty much how it was. Like, only like the history classes, like class like that. Those are the only ones that actually counted.
There's this one thing, Zah. Actually, I will never. You're the stupidest person I've ever met. Because
what have
we got invited? Do you remember this? My college used to do Women's Day and Men's Day, so the guys would all party during a day for like about 2 hours, and then the girls would have Women's Day, they'd party, and then the guys would go to the women's party. And they asked me and Zah, well, asked me to bartend the Women's Day one year, and Zah was supposed to come, and he bailed on me the last day. It's just, and it was just been us two, the only guys at the party.
I'm trying to think what I had to, I think I had to like babysit my nephew.
That's exactly what it was. I would have said, bring your nephew. He could have been fucking too.
Roll up a plan.
So how did Women's Day go alone?
It was unbelievable. Especially, like, I just got into Barstool too, so they were like, just wanted like, oh, this will go on Barstool. And I was like, this is the best thing in the world. And then I said, I was like, this is not real life. But yeah, Zah would have cleaned up there, let me tell you.
Best work around white women. Continue.
You love those pogs, baby.
The ladies love Zah. I'm more than sure of that.
Hey, Zah's ass level. That's when he's walking around. He's ass level.
Ev, are y'all doing another Knicks stream tonight?
No, I guess I found out we're not. I believe Smitty and Roan are doing one in Philly tonight, so check that out.
Y'all had a big
Fran, too.
And Fran as well.
Fran will be down there.
So all three of them will be down there doing. I think they're going to be at the Gambling House in Philly, promoting the sports book, Sixers, Wizards. It's, regardless of that, that'll be a fun match. It's just like a fun matchup to watch them.
Yeah, for sure.
Like Knicks. We said, you know, the Wizards are going to steal one. Whether it's tonight, I would say, like, I think I forget who said it. Probably going to be game three if I would think if they're going to steal one, but.
I think it's good seeing the streams kind of pick back up lately, the NHL.
Oh, no, I thought the NHL streams were awesome. I thought the Knicks stream we did was really good. We got a lot of good feedback on the – it's just nice when you have all – like when you have four guys or just however many people get in there that are all hardcore going after just like the same thing.
Yeah.
That's why I think like the Yankee streams are always good. When you got everyone always going after it and then maybe like one heel in there, always a good stream.
Yeah, I'm kind of like – the streams here, those are the first ones I'd ever done. It's kind of just way different. Just being on there than kind of anything I've done before.
It's better when you have an army behind you. Like the Yankees, we have about seven guys that are like, we're all in it together. And you're like Jared in the back. Like when it's by yourself, it's tough.
See, I think the most interesting ones are, I agree with you. Well, the other most interesting ones are like on a Sunday or a Saturday, we could go a variety of different ways. And you don't know which turn. It's like a make your own adventure.
Like
book.
A college football
so
Saturday.
So you start out, it's like, okay, yeah, Ohio State minus 12. And I also have Coastal Carolina big, and it's like I'm on BYU and you're on Western Kentucky and this guy's on Texas Tech, and like all of a sudden or a Sunday the Browns now get in the mix, and this like it's witching hour all day. It just can go a variety of I mean, how about the fucking drive home we made from Philly,
oh my god,
where we thought we were good, and then an hour we're like, yo, this was a
that was Penn State
winner.
Indiana
we both had Indiana up the whole way, and it's like we're fucking sweating this now, we might not cover this.
Especially
six.
With college football, it's a marathon.
But it's also even better that too when you have an army on the same game, like gambling-wise.
Like energy-wise.
Like, not even team-wise, just like – and when you have like fucking Todd Gurley going down or Chubb going out on the one. Like
that child was there for that.
Yeah, that was brutal. I had the money line. You don't forget those.
The Arizona Hail Mary one.
Crazy. That one hurt.
That's
that one
an all-timer.
A lot.
All-timer.
That's an all-timer. That's brutal.
We didn't talk – Dave didn't talk for about. He just kept looking and just going like this.
Yeah, well, you take your cue off of that. You don't go, oh, well, they blew the cup, like, because then you're getting your head cut off.
Oh, yeah.
There's no solution. There's no trying to fix it. There's no what went wrong.
The most oblivious person to that is Jake Marsh. The guy lost $100,000, and then Jake's like, hey, Dave, can you pass me my charger?
Did Dave throw it at him?
He called him the wrong name, too.
He was so mad, Dave, that he laughed at him.
He's like, Jake Bass, can I fucking... He called him Jake Bass. Dude? Jake Bass, I just had no idea.
When Minty changed the channel, too.
There's two levels of Dave. Like, there's Dave when he's, like, down bad, responsibly, when he's, like, when he's just, like, not talking. He's legitimately, like, angry. But then there's also almost, like, borderline maniacal laugh Dave. Mm-hmm. And that was when the Hail Mary happened. That was like Dave was just like,
because that's like something
like
you
I can't buy one, like, right. Literally the one that a sure lock they're scoring 50-yard touchdowns at the fucking buzzer. Like, yeah. you can't buy a win. Everyone that gambles has been there. It's just a brutal.
No, it's
brutal
funny because and one thing's when you gamble, like if you have like 8 or 10 on your card, you always like rush by like. Oh, the worst I could do is like 3-5.
Oh.
3-5 or 4-4, and then it just like.
And then all of a sudden you start 0-5, and then you're like, I need these three. Yep. Or like, it is a disaster of a
day. Yep. Gambling's the best.
No, it is. Responsibly.
Yep.
Always responsible.
Responsibly, of course. Memorial Day. So y'all are. Rico, you're going to Indy. Marty, you're going
Friday.
To.
Friday.
Yep.
We're going Friday.
Okay, yeah, because we're out Friday here, I believe.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we are. Yeah, offices closed Friday and Monday.
God bless America.
Yeah, there you go.
So tomorrow's the last day.
Thursday's going to get aggressive for some people then.
Oh, yeah?
Oh,
I'm going to get aggressive.
Wow.
Check out the Barstool Sportsbook stream tonight in Philly with Smitty and that crew for the Sixers Wizards. Good luck to y'all gambling today. Let's keep this momentum rolling. Thanks to Ev, Rico, and Marty Mush. Stay tuned for the Yak. Up next.